Number 105 from July of 2008. It's about relationship. Last week, Deborah and I attended the Indiana-Kentucky Senate Assembly in Lexington, Kentucky. There were no big controversies this year, as there sometimes are, so it was a pleasant and congenial atmosphere. The music was good, the food was better than usual, the worship experiences were meaningful, and the fellowship was great. There is even a rumor that a certain pastor of a church in Alexandria got up on stage to help the evening entertainers sing an old doo-wop song, Stand By Me. Nobody was videotaping, so this rumor cannot be verified. The theme for the assembly was about doing God's mission. Sometimes we tend to talk about the church's mission, but really what we should be talking about is God's mission. God has a mission to bring good news to every hurting, lost, sad, lonely person that is out there in the world. God uses the church to accomplish this. Jesus' ministry showed that he came not for those who were doing well being their own God, but for those who really needed a God. He said that those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Jesus' public ministry only lasted 3 years, and he never got out of Palestine, so clearly he was counting on his followers to complete this mission. All of us in the church have been given not only the commission, but the authority to bring good news to people who need it. Jesus picked 12 regular guys to be his disciples. When you think about it, didn't almost all of us receive the good news by regular folks that we knew? We were reminded again at the Synod Assembly that evangelism is not a soul patrol of just spouting words about the gospel to strangers, because that is not effective. Evangelism is mainly relational. In other words, people only really listen to someone with whom they have a closeness and a relationship. We were also reminded that the gospel isn't really the gospel if it is not good news to people when they hear it. If you are hungry, the good news is that somebody is bringing you something to eat, not just somebody telling you that Jesus loves you. If you are lonely, the good news is that somebody cares enough to be with you. Jesus' ministry shows us that the good news is more about doing than it is about talking.